It's Wednesday, December 7th, 2016 AD. This is The World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. More listener feedback at the end of this newscast. Because Chinese men are typically the ones with jobs, Chinese married couples have always preferred to have a boy instead of a girl to ensure that they will be provided for in their old age. Since 1979, Communist China poured gas on the fire by mandating that each family is only allowed to have one child, which has magnified the gender imbalance even more. However, last Wednesday, the Washington Post published an article entitled, quote, "Researchers may have found many of China's 30 million missing girls," unquote. The researchers, John Kennedy of the University of Kansas and Xiyao Zhang of Chanzi Normal University, argue that many of these girls may not have been selectively aborted or abandoned as infants after birth, but may simply not have been registered by their parents with the government. The World View spoke with Reggie Littlejohn, the founder of Women's Rights Without Frontiers, who knows firsthand what's happening in China.
Women's Rights Without Frontiers and others have long held that there are at least 30 million girls and women missing in China due to sex selective abortion and abandonment. And this study claims that they found them, that they're not aborted or abandoned, in other words, dead, but they're just missing because they were just not registered. So the researcher Kennedy states if 30 million women truly are missing, then there's going to be more males than females of marriageable age as they start looking for wives. End quote. That's exactly what's happening. There has been bachelor villages because there aren't any young women in these villages.
Littlejohn told The World View that she takes issue with these researchers in light of her group's firsthand experience.
For me, it's sort of the difference between somebody who's an ivory tower academic just crunching numbers and people who are on the ground, because Women's Rights Without Frontiers has boots on the ground in an area of rural China, and we know that a lot of these girls are missing not simply because they're hidden, but because they have been selectively aborted or abandoned.
Littlejohn also points to a new law in China which reveals the factual and dramatic gender imbalance.
There's absolutely a gender gap right now because marriage-age men are not able to find wives because they were aborted or abandoned at birth. There's actually a law that was passed in China recently saying that Chinese women can only marry Chinese men, and Chinese men can marry anyone. That's because there aren't enough Chinese women for the Chinese men.
Fewer hotels are allowing Bibles in the room, reports Religion Today. Specifically, Marriott International will not carry Bibles at its new millennial-oriented hotel brands, the Moxie and Edition Hotels, claiming that, quote, "religious books do not fit the personality of the brands," unquote. A recent survey from STR, a hospitality analytics company, found that the percentage of hotels that offer Bibles in rooms has fallen over the past 10 years. In 2006, 95% of hotels carried Bibles, but this year, it's estimated that only 48% of hotels carried Bibles. 2 Timothy 3:16 says, "All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness." An Illinois Human Rights Commission panel says a Christian-owned bed and breakfast must host homosexual weddings, reports the Christian Post. Worse yet, the three-member panel refused to hear an appeal in a decision compelling Timber Creek Bed and Breakfast to pay a $30,000 fine for declining to host a homosexual wedding on their property, although they have hosted God-sanctioned weddings in the past. Owner Tim Walder, to his credit, said, quote, "We believe homosexuality is wrong and unnatural based on what the Bible says about it. If that is discrimination, I guess we unfortunately discriminate," unquote. New York City's abortion rate is the highest abortion rate in the country, according to a report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Religion Today reports that in 2013, New York City reported 69,840 abortions and 116,777 registered births, which means that the city's abortion rate is 60% of its birth rate. To his shame, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, who is pro-abortion, has said he will partner with Planned Parenthood to help expand the city's abortion mills and wipe out the city's pro-life pregnancy facilities simultaneously. Barna Research has released new stats about the evangelical vote for President-elect Donald Trump. While 79% of evangelicals did vote for Trump, that was the lowest level of evangelical support for a Republican presidential candidate since Bob Dole lost to Bill Clinton in 1996, when Dole got 74% of the evangelical vote. 81% of evangelicals voted for Mitt Romney in 2012. Nonetheless, evangelicals emerged as one of Donald Trump's most ardent bases of support, with nearly 4 in 5 voting for him. Creation Museum and Ark Encounter President Ken Ham recently spoke with a Muslim reporter from an Asian news network who asked Ham whether he is going to hell because of his Islamic faith, reports Christian Post. In an article for AnswersInGenesis.org, Ham explained that he, quote, answered by quoting Scripture and Jesus, who said, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." John 3:3. Ham wrote, quote, "I explained that whether a person was a Baptist, Presbyterian, Hindu, or a Muslim, if a person was not born again, then that person will not be with the Lord, but separated from him in a place the Bible calls hell. I was able to explain the gospel in detail to him." Unquote. President-elect Donald Trump blasted Boeing yesterday for the $1 billion cost overrun, passed the $3 billion projected budget on a new fleet of Air Force One planes, and called for the government to cancel the contract, saying the project price tag is, quote, out of control, unquote. But Fox News reports that the haggling may be about more than money. In September, Boeing said China was set to buy nearly 7,000 planes for $1 trillion during the next 20 years. Trump has been a frequent critic of China. What specifically do you like about the worldview? Email me a 2-to-10-sentence explanation with your full name, city, and state to adam@theworldview.com. Charlene Smucker of Hillsdale, Wyoming wrote, "Thank you for a great broadcast. We just discovered it in June when we bought some of Mr. Swanson's books at the homeschooling convention in Denver and stumbled across the Worldview broadcast and checking out his website. It's so refreshing to hear not only the bad news, but also the good. Great job. Gotta go take care of my 7 homeschool blessings between the ages of 1 and 14. And that's the Worldview on this Wednesday, December 7th in the year of our Lord 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.